sizzle your way into the new year with help from Every Plate. Add a 10-ounce ranch steak to your weekly order for $1 per box while your subscription is active. Get $1.49 per meal plus $1 steaks for life with code 49ARGUE.
49ARGUE.
At everyplate.com/podcast.
Podcast.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of the NAACP Image Award nominated podcast.
Is this gonna cause an argument?
My name is the winner, huh? The only option. What else could you be choosing if you got any sense? Social media personality of the year nominee. Mm-hmm. Angel Laquita Moore, and the crowd goes wild. And I am joined by my sexy, talented, funny as all get out, NAACP Image Award nominated in the same category as our forever First Lady, Michelle Obama. Tell them who you are, baby.
I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. NAACP Image Award nominated in the same category as Michelle Obama, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, Kennedy, zoom in on me.
She can't zoom in on you.
If this is your first time tuning in, this is a podcast we do every single week. Me and my beautiful wife, we talk about pretty much all the goodness. This podcast has been nominated NAACP Image Award in the same category as Michelle Obama. For the third time, it's opening.
Yeah, we're going to keep reminding you.
All right, zoom out. Anyway, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast, like I said, we do every single week. We talk about all the good things, all the goodness, all the badness. We talk about family, relationships, whatever's tickling our fancies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And every single week that we record this, we are joined by our media family. And you can be a part of that media family. This immediate family, we do all the good stuff. I talk to them on my birthday. We do game nights. We do movie nights. We do prayers. We do extra stuff before we press record. We do extra stuff when we press stop. That immediate family is on Patreon. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, sign up for the low of $5 a month, and be a part of that immediate family. You get like 5 podcasts with that.
Yeah.
Live viewings of podcasts when you sign up, just with ours. And we also joined by some amazing sponsors. You already heard from one.
Plates.
It's all in the building. Who else we got?
We got Earning that I'll tell you more about later on in the podcast. Please use our promo codes, our URLs. It lets them know that this was a good partnership. If our audience actually enjoys or wants to try their products or services, there is absolutely no pressure for you to try them because this podcast is actually free for you to watch. However, if there is a brand or a company that we are telling you about and you like, yeah, I've been wanting to do a meal service, use our codes. One, you get a discount. So why wouldn't you want it? And two, it really does help out the podcast because it lets us know that we're partnering with the right companies because we only want to bring you companies that are going to be beneficial to you all. So as you all know, and this will probably be the whole entire podcast because this is amazing. This is, it's what I wanted, is what I was hoping for. But also didn't know whether or not it was going to definitely happen. As we've said 50 million times already in this podcast, so you're going to hear it another 50 million times, probably 100 million.
Sounded like Trump just then.
probably 100 million.
Probably 100 million.
Just throwing out words and numbers and facts that aren't facts. We had submitted our podcast. So let's start from the top. Let's start with how this all works. Most of you all already know about the NAACP. What does it stand for, babe?
Shut up, man. Just go tell you the damn story.
I do believe that's the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Y'all know that organization, its history in American history of, you know, fighting not just for black people, but all people of color. Huge, huge part of the civil rights movement. I can't remember what year, but quite a few decades ago, the NAACP decided to have something called the Image Awards. I think it's been about 50 some odd years. The Image Awards are the NAACP's way of being able to recognize excellence within the Black community. God bless you.
Thank you.
Especially in the areas of arts and entertainment, which is one of the areas that we move the needle a lot as a culture. So it's a very Hollywood, like, you know, driven event. Mm-hmm. They usually focus on actors, movies, television shows, music.
Yeah.
As the awards show or the awards concept grew, they also added categories.
Yeah.
In about two years ago, they added the category of podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I actually tried to submit Here's the Thing last year. Unfortunately, Jason Fredericks, Kevin's brother, died in the process of me applying. So there were certain questions that I did not ask that would have been helpful in us submitting ourselves. Long story short, I submitted us in the wrong category. So last year we did not come out with a nomination. And the way submissions work, you have an entire thing of paperwork to fill out, plus you pay a fee.
Mm.
So last year,
the first Image Award was 1967.
There we go. I knew because I had hosted their hosted the red carpet for their 50th.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So this year I was like, we're going to do it right. And this year Kevin was really interested in us really submitting. So he was just like, Angel, do you want me to do it? And I was like, no, I could just use all the same information as last year. I just need to put us in the right category. And I was like, you know what? I want to submit me and Marcus's podcast. We've done this. This is our 9th season.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really talk to Marcus much about it. I wish I could even remember what episodes I submitted, but I made sure I found episodes that I thought were really entertaining and really thought.
Yeah, Angel said we submitted. We did not.
Oh, yeah.
That was our Angel.
I definitely submitted us. I'm going to see if I can figure out which episodes I submitted us for. I wanted it to be, you know, our episodes, y'all know we be all over the place, yeah. Okay?
And we say that at the beginning. We be all over the place.
We be all over the place.
There's a 401 up front. Ain't even fine print, big and bold.
We be like, okay, what is we doing? Are we doing this right?
The thing about Nike checks.
So I'm going to see if I can find. So I had to find ones that I felt like really showed the essence of who we were.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I did. I did not know how this was going to turn out. I actually have a girlfriend, Felicia Pride, who was nominated in this category last year. Michelle Obama won in that category last year. And I just wasn't even thinking about the fact that Michelle Obama was in the category.
Like, y'all, why she back? Tell that person to stop filling out this stuff and submitting her. She's got enough.
I know.
At least for this year.
I know. Can we just keep her out of here? I'm gonna try to see if I can find the submission so that y'all can hear what we nominated for. But lo and behold, they made the announcements on Thursday. And while I'm looking for this, I would love to hear what you thought when you found out.
Yeah, so Angel, she called me and she was like, I need to FaceTime because I was at the house getting Amar ready. She was like, I need to see you. I was like, girl, I'm busy. What you want? Yeah,
he was agitated with me.
She was like, I just need to FaceTime. I was like, all right. So then, did I FaceTime you when you told?
Yes.
Yeah. She was like, I just wanted to see your face when I told you congratulations. And I was like, congratulations. And it was already kind of setting in because we already knew about
Here's the thing
that was nominated. And I was like, congratulations for what? But I was like, let me not overstep and get, you know, like
excited.
And then she was like, you know, you got nominated for NAACP Image Award. And I was like, what? And it still hadn't really set in. It took days.
Really? Why do you think it took you so long for it to set in?
This is one thing to be honest, like I haven't been, hadn't aspired to do something like this. And even in the back of my mind thinking, oh, one day I could be nominated for something, for anything, that was so far off in the future. Mm-hmm. Like so far off, way, way off. I wasn't thinking, oh, you know what? This year, it's possible. Next year, it's possible I'll get nominated for something. Mm-hmm. That's so far off in my
Really?
So it's not something that is like, you know, you talk about, oh, yeah, we going to build this house. I ain't even started drawing the blueprints yet.
You're like,
it's just something I know. All right, this is possible that it's going to happen, but I'm working on this right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it took days and being at my birthday weekend. It took days for it to like set in. It was like, you actually got nominated. Cause when I think about these awards, I think about like the upper echelon, you know, the Denzels and the Michelle Obamas. And it's like, of course, like, yeah, they on there.
Right.
Me? Nah, I ain't, I'm going to be on there for some category that nobody know existed. Quickest to pull a knife. Like I
never quickest to pull a knife. You stupid.
Yeah, but, yeah, so that's why it took days and days to set in. Even like, even when I was going to get these shirts made. Mm-hmm. Yes, I got multiple.
Read the shirts for people who can't.
This case y'all listening. Can't see it. Or if you listening, it says NAACP Image Award nominated is real big in the same category as Michelle Obama.
yes, absolutely.
Yeah, even then when I was getting the shirts made, I was just like, what's happening with all this? Like, it don't make no sense. And then, like, originally I was like, no, my award is getting nominated. And now I'm setting into like, no, that ain't good enough.
You ready to win?
I'm ready to win this.
That's good to hear.
I'm ready to win this. I'm going to get to the campaigning. I want to proudly say, I wanted to keep the same shirt and just going to scratch out nominated and put
winner.
And I'm keeping all the
same. And keep winner.
And the thing is the nomination is already an honor. But to be considered with somebody like, come on, that's.
It's huge.
That's huge.
It's huge. Unfortunately, my email is so just thick. I am having a hard time finding, sorting through, and that it makes me mad because I know that it's in here. I had to do the submissions. I had to have them done in like November, and I got them done on the last day possible. I was like, oh God, okay, it's in there. I was so worried that I was going to mess up, and I was like, oh, everybody's going to be mad at me. This is all on me. But we got it in. I'll try to find it before the end of the show. So I had wanted to find out. So here's this is what the NAACP Image Awards, they had posted on their social media. They were like, at 9:30 EST a.m., we'll be announcing the nominees. So that's 6:30 our time.
Yeah.
I wake up at 6:44. And I was like, oh, my God. I go right to their Instagram. There's no live.
Y'all was Thursday?
Yeah. There's no live.
I thought you was already up.
I was awake, but I was looking.
Oh, yeah.
Looking, and I couldn't. I was like, oh, it's not showing me, right? I'm getting, like, bubble guts. Like, come on. Like, what? Where is it? And it doesn't show, and I'm looking, and I keep looking. I keep refreshing, and I'm just like, I'm never going to find out. And so I just was like, let me get in the shower. Let me start my day. Mm-hmm. Let me not keep worrying about it. So I get in the shower. As I'm in the shower, Marcus is up too. I hear.
Yeah, I'm in there brushing my teeth. Who's
going on there? And I was like, what?
I had to spit. Here's the thing, got nominated.
I said, don't tell me that way. That's not how I want to hear it. And he was like, oh. I was like, God dang it. And I said, how'd you know? And he said, Kevin posted it in the chat. And I was like, okay. Well, then get out the shower. I pick up my phone. I see the Here's the Thing logo. And then I also see a picture of me by myself for social media influencer. And I was like, ah! Again, it's not how I wanted to find out. I wanted to find out. So the issue was that they had some difficulties with the rollout of the announcements. So there was actually a video that my good friend Kevin had recorded that I was unaware of. He recorded it while he was in Mexico shooting the commercial that he's shooting. And they asked him to do the video announcing all the social media personality nominees. And they don't know that Kevin, unfortunately, can't hold water.
Kevin can't hold his breath.
But luckily, here's the blessing. Luckily, me and Kevin were not going to see each other and had no reason to talk to each other between Wednesday when he recorded and Thursday when the announcement was made. So the idea was for all of us to find out via this video. However, they went ahead and posted the nominees to the website before the video came out. So once the nominees came out on the website, screenshot, send it off. He sent it off to me. So I didn't get to find out the way I wanted to. Go ahead.
No, and while she's checking our list, I thought she already checked the category we was in. So I was just like, you know, it is what it is. She got two in there.
So this is what had happened. I go to me and Kevin's category for Here's the Thing. And I was like, all right. I'm taking the kids to school. I'm talking to my sister, Melissa, and I'm telling her because this is the award show that she was like, Angel, I want to come. And if I have to just hold your train, I just want to hold your train while you're on the red carpet, right? So I call her to let her know, hey, girl, it's happening. You know, she's crying. She's just like, oh, my God, this is great. And then it literally dawned on me as I was driving. Wait, is this going to cause an argument? It's not in the same category as Here's the Thing. So let me go check the category that I submitted us for to see if we're in there. And so I'm scrolling up on my phone real quick and I find the category that I remember that we had submitted in. And when I saw our logo, I literally start screaming to the top. I'm like, my sister's like, what? I almost run into a car. So everybody, let that be a lesson. You just wait until you pull over and you handle stuff. And she's like, what? I said, I gotta call my husband. And I was just, the social media one is probably the one that I wanted the most, but this is a tight like race for the first one, because this is something me and him built together. Like, this is, you know, all of these years of us just plugging away at this podcast, even when we weren't making money off of it, struggling to become consistent with it. Like, we were doing this podcast before podcasts became popular. So It was just kind of like, oh my God, like, this is legitimate. Like, we did that. So when I called him and he was all irritated, I was like, Angel, just ignore his irritation. It's not even worth it.
When I was in the middle of shoot, because I was like, hello. She was like, where's your other phone? I was like, it's in the other room.
Because I had been called. I was like,
I didn't hear it ring and I didn't hear nothing coming from that phone.
I just, like, and then once I do this ad for y'all, I'll tell y'all how I found out about the fourth one. But I also got to tell y'all how my family, the rest of my family, took the news. Go ahead and put it on me, Kennedy. Y'all, this podcast is sponsored by Earnin. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck, then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an additional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Then let me tell you, there's so many things in life that can happen that you just don't expect that Earnin is perfect for. Say, for instance, your car decides to act a fool, right? Or you got to get a new tire. or maybe there was a gift that you really wanted to get someone for a special occasion, and you can't actually wait until your next paycheck because the special occasion is over. Like if your friends get nominated for NAACP Image Award and you want to make sure they have a gift to celebrate it. Earning is perfect for those little moments that just set your life off in a kilter because, hey, we sometimes don't get to choose when we get paid from our jobs, right? Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability, security, and it gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in argument. Under podcast argument. When you sign up. It'll really help the show. Argument. Under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Thank you, Earnin, for sponsoring today's podcast. I talked to my husband. He's giving me his, all right, that's great.
Type I'm like, no, that's crazy. Ain't that something? Well, look at that.
That's just, that's just great. It's really good for you and us. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's how. I wonder, did I do it under your email account?
Kennedy?
For the nominations. Do you know if I did it under your email account? That might be why I can't find them. Yes, hold on. Let me see if I look it under her account. That might be why. Okay, hold on. Let me check. So now that the news is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, I was like, okay, I got to call my family because this is on some other stuff. So I put everybody on FaceTime, my mama, all of my sisters. And I am letting them know, you know, they're elated because my family, you know, they see me in all my wins and especially all my losses that I've taken to the face. Right. So this is odd that I don't see these in here. And now I'm like checking all of my emails. This is kind of strange, but don't worry. I will find it. Anyway, I tell them I got nominated for 3 awards. My mother yells into the FaceTime while my boys are in the car with me. So, talking about little Marcus, Sai, and Kai. My mother yells, I want to take a picture of my vagina. I was like, Mama, your grandsons are in the car. She said, well, that's not my fault. And I said, why would you say something like that? She said, because people need to know where this greatness came from. Ladies and gentlemen.
Saying I birthed that girl ain't enough.
Ladies
she and wants gentlemen. To show them. Look at this twat.
Evangelist Dorothy.
She came from that.
When I tell you, I hollered. So, that's how my family, that's how they took it. They took it with a lot of happiness and pride.
Sounds like she's just been holding some things back, like, and that just came out.
I said, oh my God, my mother, only my mama. I said, well, here we are. Yep. Don't take a picture of it. But yes, ma'am, you can take all the credit for it. Yes, you can. All right. Tell us what your mother said. Did she yell about her vagina?
No, she didn't.
Oh, well, that sucks for you.
No, it doesn't. No, it does not.
Yeah, it does. Your mom should be like,
it cringes for me to even hear that story.
Yeah. No, your mom should be like.
Who's sitting there talking? I was like, I told her, I was like, yeah, me and Angel's podcast got nominated for NAACP Image Award. She said, what? This is exactly what she said. Marcus, that is outstanding. And then I was like, we were sitting there talking. I told her about how we found out and stuff. And I said, and we're in the same category as Michelle Obama. She said, oh my God. Well, you already won. That's what she said.
That sounds like Marcus found it. I couldn't figure out what email address I put it in. Okay, here we go. Here's the thing. Oh, that was going to drive me batty. What about your siblings?
My sister, I don't know, I talked to her right after that. I can't remember our conversation because we was laughing and talking about something. I can't remember what the hell we talked about. Mm-hmm. But she was excited too. And my brother, I called him and he ended up calling me back and I was in the middle of doing some other stuff by the time I told him. But I was like, yeah, we having a party, so make sure y'all come out. That's all I said.
The episodes I submitted for this award was Mama Embarrassed Me. I'm trying to remember what specific scenario.
Peter, you didn't say Peter came on here, did you?
No. That was from 20.
Oh, no. Mama Embarrassed Me was Marcus's. We was talking about we did something to where the Marcus was embarrassed, I thought.
It could have been. It was in that was uploaded March 22nd. I did No Margaritas Needed. This is our story about going on our honeymoon.
Yeah.
And a honeymoon, not anniversary. Honeymoon, anniversary trip last year. And then the We Swap Places podcast where I was you and you were me. I think, yeah, Mama Embarrassed Me. I wonder if Little Marcus was on the podcast.
No, I don't think he was on it. I don't know. He could have been.
I have to check and see. It's episode 812, just in case you all are wondering. So, yeah, I feel like I picked really fun episodes that had a lot of dynamic to it. So, super excited. I'll actually tell y'all what I submitted for Here's the Thing as well. So, that's a big part. With Here's the Thing, I actually asked the audience, we have so many because we cover so many topics, it feels like it's really hard for me to keep track of Here's the Thing episodes. With ours, I feel like I know the days that we have the type of chemistry that will get us to where we need to be. Let's see here. For Here's the Thing, I did, obviously, I did the Keith Lee story when we interviewed him. I did when we talked about The Color Purple, which is the one margarita one where that became an actual song. And the BET Awards Must Be Stopped, where I did the Patti LaBelle impersonation. So those are the ones that I had did. Now, how I found out the fourth. I got a text message from Robin Thede, the executive producer, showrunner, creator of A Black Lady Sketch Show. And she sends me a text. She's like, congratulations on all your nominations. I was like, oh my God, thank you. I'm so excited. And she was like, A Black Lady Sketch Show got nominated too. And she said, and for hair, right? Uh-huh. And I was like, what? Well, when I go to look at the nominees, because the website is set up in a way that's not really easy to navigate, I can't find A Black Lady Sketch Show. Mm-hmm. As a show. So I was like, oh, the hair department must have just got nominated, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But that is not, you know, necessarily my job.
Right.
Well, then my cousin Kamari, who really went through that website, she found the Black Lady Sketch Show. And I was like, oh, nomination number four. So when a show gets nominated, it's taking into consideration everything.
Yeah.
It's saying the show as a whole, which a lot of times heavily leans on the cast. Now, it heavily leans on everybody, the directors, the hair, the costume, the makeup, the writers. But the cast is definitely a part of that. So I was like, that's nomination number four because who I was in that every episode. So it's been surreal. now that it has sank in, what for you, I would say this is such a crazy, even crazier journey, because this is not something that you even put, like, you wouldn't have thought to submit us.
No, that's why you asking me these deep ass questions about. So how do you, I don't know. It's crazy. Even with it setting in, it was fighting the whole imposter syndrome, my mind's been all over the place. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I feel like unappreciative a little bit, because this is like, why ain't I like over the hills excited for this? But it's just like, I don't know.
I mean, especially if it wasn't a goal, I can see why you wouldn't.
It's a goal, but I know it's a big deal. But it's still hard to get my mind to there.
No, I'm saying it wasn't initially ever a goal.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can understand why the excitement wouldn't be there. Let me tell you what. Every single. Okay, yes. Thank you, y'all. They are telling us what we talked about that episode is when our mothers embarrassed us. I talked about when me and my mama got in a car accident. Yeah. She came into the school. Her hair was all over her head. She had on a neck. It was,
Did I tell a story? My mama wearing that transparent muumuu that was too old. Okay,
yes. I'm gonna tell you what. Every single category I got nominated in, I want it. Mm-hmm. Every single category I've gotten nominated in, I feel like I deserve, and I'd also want to win them. There's not one that I am shirking or shying away from. Walking away with the trophy for. I don't know if y'all recall on my vision board that we did with Melissa for the Bald and the Beautiful this year.
Yeah.
She said, what do you want to hear someone say to you in 2024? And I said, I wanted to hear, and the winner is Angel Lakita Moore, a.k.a. That Chick Angel. That has not changed. I want to hear it. I want to hear it multiple times. I want people to get tired of hearing them say my name. I'm not shying away from it. I am humbled and honored by this experience. But I have no problem being the underdog, because baby, I'm about to campaign like my life has depended on it. Y'all see me, I've been doing 3 lives every day to remind people we are shooting content to go up as much as possible. Obviously we have our regular content, but also reminding people, need y'all to vote. I am up against, especially in the social media personality category, some major titans that are deserving of the nomination and actually could be deserving of the award as well. But I want it. Mm-hmm. It's what it is. I want it. And so I'm going to fight for it. And I don't think anybody expects me to win in that category. And that's fine. You ain't got to expect it for it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna fight tooth and nail. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Tooth and nail. I'm gonna be a scrappy.
The unexpected then.
Come on, that was the name. Accepting the Unexpected was the name of my blog.
Oh yeah.
When I first started doing.
Yeah.
Like, for me, well, do you have any questions for me? Because I've been asking you
no,
all questions.
No, I ain't got no questions. Go ahead.
Thank y'all. I know y'all got me. I have been making content since 2009. There are very few people who can say they have been in this game for that many years. And as y'all see, I have been on the slowest yet steepest climb in this. You know, I have watched people skyrocket past me. And you know what? I have waved and clapped as they've gone. There has been no, why they got to, yeah. There's been none of that. I accept the choices I have made that have either made me go faster, or the choices that I've made that have slowed down my growth. I've accepted that I've made those choices. I don't put anything on, oh, see, they only get this because yada, 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 especially when it comes to Black content creators.
Yeah.
And with that, I have been in this for a long haul, not knowing why God was having me do content.
Yeah.
Why God would, like, I would be shooting just the most random stuff at the random, most random times, trying to get up stuff, trying to abide by what my husband felt comfortable with. Like, there was a while where he was like, I don't want you putting the kids on camera, the baby on camera, and I wasn't. There was a time where he didn't really want to be on camera, and I was trying to keep him off camera as much as possible, working within the parameters of my home. Also trying to find my own voice. Like, you know, I was doing reviews on reality TV shows back in 2010. So doing TBTB is nothing new to me. I used to do what I like. It was called What I Like and What I Hate. Weekly mm-hmm. on hot topics that had happened in the year. So even Here's the Thing ain't new to me. I just realized I don't care about pop culture as much.
Right.
So as many aspects in which, like, I'm not just a TikToker. I'm a YouTuber. I'm an Instagrammer. I am a TikToker. Now, the only app that I ain't going to ever claim to have be on is Twitter/X. I ain't even going to lie. I have a huge portfolio of content. And I just feel like, you know what? Yeah.
You've earned the nomination and you deserve the award.
That's what I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to still fight. I'm not going to sit back on my laurels and be like, I did enough last year. Y'all heard the song. Y'all saw what happened. I'm like, now I'm going to remind y'all of why I want this. I'm going to remind y'all why I deserve this. So I don't know. It's all crazy. Our kids, they said congratulations. Si was so excited to vote for us. Lil Marcus has his friends voting for us. So, yeah. I'm elated. What are you most looking forward to in this award season of, like, because there are events we have to go to. Right. Is there anything you're looking forward to or dreading?
I've only seen, of course, I've only seen, like, a lot of these award shows on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And watching the people in the audience looks dreadful. Depending on how long it is, you know?
Yeah.
Like, every time, like, you know, Angel, she's an actor, so, you know, the Oscars is the goal. I'm trying to be invited, trying to go up there on stage even better. But I'm like, that looks boring. Just sitting there all that time, you know? But, so that's literally the only part that I'm just like, no, what's one of this thing gonna look like? How long are we gonna be sitting there in this seat?
Just get ready. You gonna set for
it? But everything else, just the energy, the events, meeting the people, all these different people. They better not put no Obama in front of me.
They're not coming. They can tell you that right now.
Don't y'all invite them, please.
They won't come, so it doesn't even matter.
If they invited or not.
Yeah, it's just somebody else asked, like, oh, so you're going to get to be in the same room as Michelle Obama. I was like, no.
That's too much security.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if y'all know, whenever there is someone that has ever been a high elected official, the amount of Secret Service, security checks, all of that stuff.
That would double the amount of people at the event.
Not just
breaking fire codes at that point.
And not just that, how slowly it would take to get us in. Yeah. One, they would have to approve everybody.
Everybody got to be approved and checked.
Yeah, so they ain't coming, but we're grateful to be.
That's why I need to vote for people that's going to actually be there.
Yes, and show up and show out.
But go ahead. But yeah, so meeting everybody, just seeing, like, we've been to, this is, yeah, I've been to events, but nothing this big as far as like award shows and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't been in none this bitch. So, yeah, it'd be nice just to be in the room. Angel asked me a couple of days ago, it's like, so is there anybody you're excited to meet? And I was like, nah, I can't think of, like, a celebrity or anything. I'm like, oh, I got to meet this person. I got to meet that person. But, yeah, I'll just be just happy to be there.
That's good. I'm happy for you. Are there any tell them about what you're thinking about fashion-wise.
Fashion-wise, me and Angel was looking at it from two different angles. I didn't want to wear anything bold because I'm not really like a bold dresser like that. But what I do wear, I want to be fire as hell, like dope.
Oh, you did say somebody that you would be happy if you got to meet.
Oh, Colin Kaepernick? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Him and Nessa.
I would be.
We've ecstatic. Communicated. But yeah, to meet them, it would be dope. That would be extremely dope. But yeah, as far as what, like, it's not just like a tux, but like a tux with like a flair to it. Still mm-hmm. black though. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to draw attention, but when you do see it, you can't take your eyes off of it. One of those type things. Like, oh, it's oh, I see. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't do the whole flashy. I ain't wearing, you know, no bright neon, no mm-hmm. electric blue or nothing.
Yeah.
what about you, Miss Red Hair?
I want us to be coordinated in a way for everything. I want us to look like a bit of a unit, whether it be pulling in a little bit of a color that I have.
Yeah, no, I'll definitely pull in color. I'll wear pops of color all day.
Yeah, but I want to set that every single thing on fire. I don't want nothing to be, oh, I want it to be like, okay, yes.
Yeah, I ain't going to wear the electric blue suit, but I'll wear things with got electric blue things, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Pops of color.
I got my dress for the luncheon. It's gorgeous, honey. It is form fitting. This is why Angel has only had a protein shake today, huh? Because Angel got to pull it together. I got a month and a half to make sure I'm not over here looking like no roly-poly-oly. It is a mermaid fit with a big, beautiful, like, flare at the bottom. It's cream colored. It has a very deep set V in the middle, and then it's a beautiful floral print, and there's a flower, one of the flowers perfectly accents my hair. The girls look amazing. The booty, you didn't even get, he hasn't even seen me in the dress, looks like cat, cat, cow, and I didn't even have on no shapewear to hold in the tummy. So that's the one outfit that I do have. I might get styled for some of the other ones. That one has to get tailored some. But, hunty, we's going to be. But you want to do black for all of, well, he got a gray suit. No, I ain't got to do black.
It was just an example.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a gray suit, three-piece, real modern suit, cuts real nice. Mm-hmm. But with gray, you could wear a lot of pop, a lot of different things, so.
Yeah. I can't wait to see you take pictures by yourself on the red carpet and us to take pictures together. I can't wait to see you holding your statue in your hand. Me holding my statue in my hand. Statues holding them like babies. What else? Huge shout out to the people who have made this podcast happen. One, obviously, these trophies are dedicated to you all, the people mm-hmm. watching, especially our Patreon, specifically our Patreon, our immediate family. No.
Oh. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I told you we only had two.
I didn't hear you say that, my bad.
Yeah, you did, because you responded, and you were like, and what's the other one, babe, at the top?
No, I said what other ads we had.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. But anyway.
These awards are dedicated to our Patreon, our media family specifically, because you all are what allowed us to get better as a podcast.
Yeah, Absolutely.
To one, take it more seriously, to one, actually make this an actual occupation so that my husband could actually focus when it came to this.
Mm-hmm.
Two, a huge thank you and a shout out to the only three people who have ever really worked on this podcast, and that is Brianna Jones,
mm-hmm.
Victory Thomas Brown,
mm-hmm.
and Kennedy Harris. Victory and Kennedy both have worked tech on these podcasts. The combination of them two over the last year. And Bree, she did our podcast for almost a year, so only a few months in 2023. We produced most of the episodes in 2023, but she has been responsible for editing, or the editing team for the podcast, as well as getting us back the finished product.
Yeah.
So this is not a an effort that was done in a vacuum.
Right.
So I want to thank you all. I thank our mothers for, you know, being guests on the podcast,
mm-hmm.
And being the topic and subject of some of the episodes. I'm trying to think of who else I want to thank. Even our Audio Boom, which is the platform in which we get our ads on.
Yeah. They do a good job sending, even with the struggle of ad revenue and everything dropping, you know, with the podcast world being saturated, they still do a pretty good job of getting us what we need.
We want to thank our admins and moderators from Patreon, mm-hmm. specifically Samantha, Shantae, Retha, Erica, and then when she's hasn't quit, but maybe has quit, we still don't know, Carmen.
Carmen
Dolphin. For always moderating the live chat, and keeping the comments coming in. We just listen for the people who are consistent live watchers of the podcast.
Yeah.
I see y'all. I'm not going to name all of y'all, because if I forget somebody, I'm going to feel terrible. But y'all
be in here.
Y'all know who y'all are.
Y'all make it so much easier for us to record when y'all in here live.
Oh, absolutely.
Like once we started, even Greg had to admit it, once we started pulling y'all in on Let Us Tell It, and then there was days where it wasn't acting right, he was just like, this ain't the same doing it without the people in here. I said, I know. It's mm-hmm. different.
You all, one, hold us accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I'd rather do this podcast sick as a dog than to let you all down.
Yeah. I mean, hell, I have done it sick as a dog.
Than to, especially this main one. The bonus one we have done multiple times. We still haven't gotten the schedule locked down. But I would much rather be halfway hallucinating.
Yeah.
And not knowing what I'm talking about to be like, yeah, we're just not going to do it at all. So, oh, and thank y'all. Even this is coming on the heels of us finishing
the tour.
You all made this a legitimate. The people who bought tickets to the tour, legitimized us.
Yeah, I really did.
You made it so that none of these venues would ever question us coming up in there doing a live show. They will never question us. One,
there's not a single venue that we can call and they would be like, please come back.
Yeah.
Because of y'all.
Absolutely. Y'all, love the energy. That was also, I don't know if y'all know this, a lot of the club managers, they would come up to me afterwards and be like, you all's audience is so amazing.
Yeah.
Cause y'all be acting like y'all got sense. Y'all gotta understand we were in
people's audience. The type of person that person is their audience also. So that audience goes around with them. If we were, even though people think we unhealthy because we argue and all that shit, if we were toxic, our audience would be toxic.
Yeah.
So the fact that we show up to venues and fill it up, and they like, these people are great. We love these people. Oh my God, they're so nice. They're so polite.
Yeah, y'all are a loving audience. And these places appreciate it. So we appreciate you. I was like, yeah, my people are the stuff. First of all, let me tell you, I be letting the folk know, okay, on all the projects I work on, whether it be Us Torn or something else, I be like, when my people pull up, don't be surprised. Don't, like, you should already be aware of the Angel's Wings. You should always already be aware of Tank's Riders. And you should already be aware of the stage crew. Like, when they pull up, their presence will be felt. And whatever show or whatever thing this is will never be the same. So that is why. That is why. These trophies that we will be holding and I'll be rocking.
Be right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are they going to be there? We'll put one.
Yeah, that can go.
Oh, that's the thing we can shoot today. They also, they're dedicated to you all, so.
Yeah.
We just want to say thank you. We're so excited. That's today's podcast. I'm going to go through a brief, a brief but hopefully helpful tutorial on how to vote for us, because I know it is really difficult. Let's see here, Ken. I'm going to have you put the camera on me, and I'm going to have you all follow along, and hopefully it'll work.
While you're doing that, I'm going to vote for my several different email accounts.
Okay, let me see how well y'all can see this. I'm looking. You can't see it that well, but don't worry, you will be able to. So even though you can't see what's on this screen yet, I already have the link saved to my phone, so I don't have to. Oh, I thank Amar, he's amazing. And my children. So I'm going to do the voting for the podcast and a Black Lady Sketch Show for you all. So I'm going to click the link that I have saved for that. If you don't have it saved in your phone, just go to my link tree and you'll find it. So this is the screen that will pop up on the screen for you all when you click it. It's a green screen that says, Marcus is going to zoom in some. It's a green screen that says, oh, you couldn't go around the other way? It's okay, that's fine. This is the actual ballot, okay? Now, as I scroll up, and actually, I think if I make it a little bit darker, it'll be easier for y'all to see. As I scroll up, it says select category. So for Black Lady Sketch Show, it's going to be under television and streaming, which is the first major category. As I scroll up, I'm going to keep going until I see outstanding variety show, series, or special. Once I do, I actually go to that category. I'm going to show you all on the screen. Okay. Now, luckily, we're the first one in that category, so you don't have to search too far. You're going to scroll up. You're going to press the green button that says vote underneath the Black Lady Sketch Show image. That green button that says vote will turn to a red button that says remove. That's exactly what you want it to be. You're going to then scroll up until you get to the bottom of that screen. And at the bottom, there is a button that says back to categories. You're going to click that. And then you're back to that main page that you went to. Now you want to scroll down to the categories that say recording. Under recording, you're going to scroll down until you see outstanding lifestyle self-help podcast. You're going to click that. And you want to scroll until you see, is this going to cause an argument? You'll see our logo. Same thing. You're going to click the green vote button. It'll turn to say remove. That's what you wanted to say. Scroll to the bottom, back to categories. And then last but not least, you want to scroll down until you see outstanding podcast, art, sports, and entertainment. And you want to scroll until you see me and Kevin's. You want to see, here's the thing. Click vote. It'll turn to a red remove button. Click back to categories. Now that we've done those three, you can vote on other categories if you want to. That is your prerogative. Now that we've done the three, you want to scroll to the bottom of this main ballot form, and it's going to say submit your votes, and it'll tell you how many votes you have actually cast. We've only done three, so there is the number three. I'm going to click submit. It'll say, basically enter your email address. So I'm going to enter an email address that it'll hopefully take. Gmail.com. See, this is what somebody else was saying. Let me see some, y'all. Let's see here. Hopefully it does allow us to, baby, see if you can vote more than one time. I'm doing it again because it just said see, this is what I'm saying. It might, this category might not let you vote more than once. I tried to tell them that. Oh no.
I close it in. I'm trying from a different thing because that was an old one.
Oh no, I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters.
Calm down, girl.
I'm just being excited.
No.
Calm down. I'm gonna vote for my mother's email address.
I'm about to use my mom's too. Hold on, let me try it again.
Okay. Okay. Nope. Oh my goodness, you guys. Is this it? Have I already done all of them? And they're like, that's all you get? I'm trying to think, is there an email address I'm forgetting? Oh my goodness. Maybe I have voted. I have voted in all the, okay, let me try this one. This is so weird, guys. Let's see. Nope, it's kicking me back for all of them, you guys. All of them. Okay. Okay, let's try again. Okay, so right now I can't get y'all to the next page because I'm stuck here. They said delete my cookies. Man. Well, anyways, once you press vote, then you just move on to the next page. It'll ask, is not letting you?
I just did mama that let me do it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to let you do it. Well, okay, let me hold your phone. Let me hold your phone. So, after you put it in, you press submit. No, it's fine. You're going to click on here and press skip.
That's just trying to send you more information. Yeah, your hand is covering the whole thing, baby.
That's fine. It's a screen that has a bunch of fields in it.
Telling you to fill in your name, email, other stuff.
And then go ahead and press the bottom button because I can't get the stuff to go away. I don't have another browser. I'm gonna try to do it on my. You can't get to the bottom of the screen?
I can't get to those bottom buttons.
Because that's what you need.
No, it's submitted anyway, though. Like, the ones that I could get to, I press submit and it would say the same thing. But this is just.
Okay, that's what we're going to believe. Now, the social media personality is a lot easier. I'll show you that really quickly. I'm going to go back to the screen real quick of where I have the link. Boom. Takes you to a green page. You see my face. Click vote. Type in an email address. And then you're going to click vote now. And you know it was counted because it's a green circle on the face. So that's it, you guys. Please vote. Please vote every day. Every day. Every day. Be sure to check out my other podcast, Here's the Thing. You can put us back on the main camera. Here's the Thing, The Bald and the Beautiful, Marcus's Park podcast, Let Us Tell It, and Mommy Confessions will be coming back along with Mama Likes Mint Teas. We should be putting out the application for my new cohort by the end of this week. Make sure you get tickets to see me and Kevin on tour and Josh for the Here's the Thing tour. You can find tickets at kevinonstage.com. You can follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms. Again, vote for us every day on the NAACP Image Awards. And baby, what you want to tell them?
y'all can. I ain't got nothing to tell y'all. I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all can find me on Instagram, Marcus A. on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus A. on the Book, TikTok at Tank Dunk Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to MANSHYT LetUsTellIt.com and check that goodness out. And you can also find me on my other podcast called Let Us Tell It. I do that with Graz Goosby on Tanksley TV. That's all I got for y'all.
All right. Check out our sponsors. Earning in Plates. Every plate, use our URL code. It's argument on earning in 69 argue on every plate. So until next week, thank you for watching the NAACP Image Award nominated in the same category as Michelle Obama. Is This Gonna Cause an Argument podcast?
Absolutely.
Bye.
Y'all have a good one, fam.